This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle's life had changed, and it changed because of God meeting him there on the Damascus Road. His life changed, and because of that, it caused many comments from people who saw it and heard of him. His new life, we could say, I guess, astonished them, and they either glorified God, because only he could have turned this zealous persecutor of Christians into a Christian himself, or they ridiculed him for the decision that he made. Now, we may not have had that kind of dramatic change like that of Paul, but even so, our new lives should glorify our Savior to the degree where the world around us is equally as amazed. When people look at us, I wonder, do they recognize that God has made changes in us? If not, perhaps we're not living out our new lives as we should. Or perhaps we don't really even have a new life. We're going to pick it up at the end of chapter 1 of Galatians, verse 21. And Paul, he wrote the following: "Then after this visit, I went to Syria and Cilicia. And still the Christians in Judea didn't even know what I looked like. And they knew what people were saying, that our former enemy is now preaching the very faith he tried to wreck. And they gave glory to God because of me." You see, Paul, at this point, he is hearkening back to his move out into the culture, how he began now to engage the social paradigm as God had presented it. There's so much more in these verses that we could have commented on, certainly much more than is on the surface. I mean, really, can you imagine this playing out? Can you imagine the rumors that must have been flying on this guy? They must have gone like, "Hey, I heard the other day that some guy's out in Syria and Cilicia. He's claiming to be that guy, Paul, the butcher of Tarsus. And are you ready for this, man? He's preaching the gospel now." Oh, man, those guys up in Cilicia, they've been standing in the sun too long. Now, maybe today, for you and I, it'd go more like this. "Hey, you know that one guy we used to party with? What's his name? You know the guy I mean. He ended up in jail and then on the news. Yeah, that's the guy. Well, word has it that he got hooked up with those crazies over at that church. You know, the one by the park? The one with the crazy preacher with the beard? Yeah. Now, listen, are you ready for this? I guess he found Jesus, and now he's doing his own preaching and doing that Jesus thing. Oh, man. What a crazy church. What a crazy world." Now, in case there was any doubt, my friends, that's grace. That is grace. And because of that, they glorify God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.